boy, Shantan, your boy, Redacted.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
The Zig and Zag of podcasting are back. What's going on? My name is Redacted.
My name is Shunt.
What's going on, people?
Not much, buddy. It's freaking sweaty as hell, bruv.
I was going to say it.
Send H2O.
Send fucking HR, man. Like,
yeah.
Bradley and Jermaine need to sort some shit the fuck out. Get some aircon in this fucking studio.
I don't know, man. I think it's past that now. Damage has been done.
Past what, HR?
No. I'm just saying damage has been done, man. I can't even complain properly. My brain is gone. It's melting.
I can complain. I'm complaining right now.
All good. Okay, there's a couple more notes. Great.
It's hot. There's a motherfucker. What, notes I'm not going to read?
No, it's fine. Can't read. It's some point in that.
This is what I think of your notes. That's your notes right there, bro. Get some aircon and I'll think about reading your fucking notes.
That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. God. Alright, besides all the miniature complaints, what's the dumb shit?
Big complaints, as far as a motherfucker up in this bitch.
Oh man. Need to stop thinking about heat.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't know. Just think about ice or something. Yeah, give me some ice, motherfucker, shit.
Give me an ice in a bucket. I'll do the challenge, bruv.
Yeah. You fucking turn to steam before it even touches you, bro.
I know, bro. It just whispers on the top of your nose. Like, gotcha. Terrible stuff, bro.
Yeah, let's get into this.
Let's do it. Do it.
Yeah, I was reading something the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was about people calling the police when it's not an emergency.
Okay.
A couple of the, well, two of the things that
obviously this is in London. Quite amusing. This is in London, right?
I think it was Essex.
Of course. They're my friends. This should be good. Alright, cool.
One of them was someone called the police because they got the wrong topping on their piece.
Yeah, that should be an arrestable offence, bruv. It should be.
Maybe it should be an arrestable offence. But is it a 999 call? I don't think so.
Maybe not.
And
it depends. What was the topping? Like, this is the thing. Like,
What did they get?
Yeah, if the person put anchovies on their pizza,
it's mushroom.
Oof.
It was mushroom. And
you could be extremely allergic, bro.
The person was like, that's what the person said. They was like,
that's attempted murder, bro.
The police was like, this is not an emergency. Like,
just don't eat it, yeah.
Something like that. But they're like, I know I didn't order no fucking mushrooms because I'm allergic. Why would I call them mushrooms?
Suicide by pizza, yeah?
Suicide by pizza, yeah.
It's terrible, bro. I wonder what happens if she overdoses on, or I assume it's a she.
It was a woman.
She overdoses on mushrooms.
She's dead, isn't it?
No, it's weird.
Dead.
Oh dear.
And the other one,
mm-hmm,
that I thought was quite amusing was someone called the police because of undercooked Nando's.
Hey. Call the police, bruv. Call the police.
Call the police, don't call 999 though.
Yeah, I don't know. Boy. Because that right there, especially with Nando's, like a lot of people attack Nando's teeth first. They don't check no temperature. Nah, man, that shit's dangerous. It's like people know how good Nando's tastes. It's like, Nando's. You know what I mean? Like, break your tooth on some frozen meat.
I think it was frozen, just undercooked.
Depends what they got. What they get, the quarter chicken?
I don't know. I didn't read that far.
Man, because it's a definite factor. The messed up thing about Nando's nowadays is that you can get just the regular sauces as well, like in the supermarket.
Oh yeah.
Like at the moment, I'm a big fan of the peri peri salt.
Yeah.
Although all it is like paprika, salt, and sugar, probably.
Yeah. I got that shit in Sam's yesterday.
Sam's. That's another thing as well. These bootleg versions are popping up everywhere. Like, I remember back in the day, like peri peri was only in one place. Now you've got it everywhere. Even McDonald's are taking the piss, bro.
If it's in the supermarket, then you open up the shits, isn't it? Like, you can't be like, oh, I can buy it.
Yeah, they're like, by the way,
I can't buy it to use in my shop. Mm. Yeah, I'm not buying it to use in my shop.
I think it was the case that Nando's got way too cocky. Like, yeah, by the way, our sauce is so good. You can just put it on anything. It's like McDonald's, I swear down they're missing a trick, man. I mean, like sweet curry sauce and, you know, their sweet and sour sauce, even though it is pretty much chemicals, sugar and, you know, water. They should put them in shops. Like Heinz at the moment has the market share.
Yeah.
They should jump into that. Big Mac sauce, just imagine that.
You know what McDonald's need to be doing?
What?
All day breakfast.
Oh, no.
They need to hook that shit up.
They don't, bruv.
Do, man.
At the moment, I'm on a diet that will fuck everything up. Straight up. What do you mean I can have a McMuffin? I think they do it in America. In the UK, not so much. Like, America's got a different, like, you know, etiquette, like, to the UK in regards to the McDonald's.
Yeah, as in there is no etiquette. Everything goes.
I saw one thing about Dubai McDonald's. Their one looks like actual restaurant food.
Is it?
Yeah, it looks mad good. And they got, like, a chicken Big Mac.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that good.
Like, I'm on board.
Mm. I'm saying, like, it's the worst thing about it is, like, it's two Mac chicken sandwich buns.
Yeah.
Instead of the beef. They can do that right now.
Yeah, they can do that right now.
They should.
There's a lot of things they should do. Like, all-day breakfast.
All-day breakfast, no. I'm against it on the fact that it could potentially collapse society.
I want an egg and bacon McMuffin in the evening.
I don't know. Breakfast should be for breakfast.
I want pancake and syrup in the evening, in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, it would. It's better than apple pie. This isn't the thing that exactly. I never. It's the logic behind it all. It's like, we'll do apple pie all day, every day, whatever time. It's deep fried. It's easy. You got that.
So it's fucking pancakes and eggs.
Exactly.
Take 2 seconds.
So, I don't know. The apple pie theory, I don't get. I don't get it.
Especially now that you're actually waiting longer for your food than you were back in the day.
Yeah. Like, with the illusion of them cooking it. I don't know. I mean, like, the thing about the back in the day scenario is that people used to complain that McDonald's is all fake and all that stuff and none of the meat's real and everything's like, but they got it quick. Now that they're making everything, it's taken a long time and people are still complaining. In conclusion, McDonald's cannot win ever. Ever.
I don't think they're supposed to win.
Yeah, they are.
Nah, man, fuck those dudes.
I mean, anything that comes from a clown is always good, right?
It comes from a clown.
Apart from, you know, Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Pennywise and Ronald McDonald.
Insane Clown Posse.
Insane Clown Posse. Juggalos.
Any Juggalos.
Yeah. Fuck clowns. Clown from Spawn. It's all fucked up. Yeah.
Yep.
Although Japanese people tend to like clowns, which is
pretty.
Yeah, there's a couple like
characters. Yeah, but they also like parodies from a vending machine.
We've already been through this. We're not doing it again. We won't do it again.
So, speaking of DC movies, not the reaction I was expecting, but still.
I'm waiting.
The dude, the writer and director from National Treasure was like, the internet is begging for National Treasure 3. Do you think this is true?
I guess so.
Really? Begging? You think people are I think people have forgotten about National Treasure. Nah. Or are you still thinking about National Treasure Day and that?
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, something that I lay awake thinking about National Treasure, you know, the Book of Secrets.
Yeah.
You know, what else is in that book?
I don't know, nothing.
More than likely. I mean, anything to get Nicolas Cage in a sort of family role again, I guess, is a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah, because
he's in a family role. He's in two family roles. He's Superman in the Teen Titans Go movie, and he's Noir Spider-Man in Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, he is doing
what more does he need?
National Treasure, apparently. Nah. Now, to be fair, National Treasure, I actually would prefer to see that than Indiana Jones 5, so anything that slows him down.
Maybe. Maybe. Only because, like, yeah, maybe.
Anything that slows him down.
Just drop another door in his foot.
Bring back Hudson Hawk.
Bring back Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, mate. Hudson Hawk 2.
Brewster's not having it in him anymore.
Yeah, he does.
Nah.
If anything, Hudson Hawk would be a better superhero slash person now.
Maybe. No, there's too much character in Hudson Hawk. Like, Bruce Willis only wants roles he can sleepwalk through.
Not anymore.
What do you mean not anymore?
After that roast.
Nah, he ain't take that shit. He ain't take that shit seriously.
I reckon Ed Norton got to him, bruv.
Nah, he ain't take that shit seriously.
Got to him, bruv.
He ain't take that shit
seriously. So his wife's doing Glass.
Huh?
So his wife's doing Glass now.
Nah.
Got to him. Ed's got to him, bruv.
Nah, I think he's doing Glass because he doesn't need to do much. Like, there's not really much to that character. Like, he don't really say much.
Yeah, isn't that many. Isn't that much heavy lifting character wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from heavy lifting.
Yeah. Which, you know, he can do. Mm. Him and the stuntman.
I suppose. Yeah. C'est la vie.
This was a bit of a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
Indecent Proposal remake. I'm sure there's been a couple of different versions of, like, at least that scenario.
This has just been like lots of sequels, like Indecent Proposal 2, Indecent Proposal. Basically, just been softcore smut. That's what it turns into. Meh, I don't know.
Like, who's asking for this? Who's
same people who's asking for it?
Thinking, like, you know what we need? We need a film where a rich dude makes an outlandish proposal to some people that need some money.
And doesn't get hit in the mouth.
Yeah. And doesn't get robbed.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'd be doing.
I mean, yeah, bring your money. Oh, terrible. No, I mean, in regards to sort of like Indecent Proposal, National Treasure, and all these other films, I think it's the case that people want nostalgia, because, like, especially in America.
Who the fuck has nostalgia for fucking Indecent Proposal?
Same, I mean, it's not like
it reminds us of a similar time.
I don't know. I mean, technically, that is a simpler time compared to today, because people do that stuff now. Like, it's just like nothing. It's like Tinder. You know what I mean? Escorts and all that shit is just, it's so minor. That was when we used to be able to be shocked by such a thing.
That's
that
true.
Basic instinct.
That's true. So, the film's not going to work then? Because it
no,
just
no,
doesn't
it's
have
out
the,
of time.
It doesn't
it's
have the time. Same shock factor it did then.
Mm-mm. Definitely not. I mean, something like Striptease could probably still work.
Why?
Because it wasn't that like a heist film.
It wasn't.
Did she rob that rich guy?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember it.
Well, I mean, like, something like that wouldn't work as much, I suppose, because you've got webcam girls and all that stuff, so it's not so much a, you know, like. But, what else? Yeah, there's a lot of, like, rubbish, like, Showgirls definitely won't be able to work now.
They may even work then.
Yeah. But at least he had like cult status, you know, for it being so shit and dumb. Now it's just, you're just not even straight to DVD, not even straight to the digital matrix. It's just straight to YouTube, which is the new low, I guess.
YouTube Red.
No, not even YouTube Red.
What, just on someone channel, anonymous Vimeo, just posted on YouTube.
Vimeo.
The whole thing.
Oh my goodness. No, I mean, YouTube Red's actually been quite good recently. I mean, like, did you manage to watch Cobra Kai?
Nope.
Oh god, it's so good. So good.
Nah, I haven't seen it yet.
So good.
It's on the list. I told you I'm a busy guy, I've got shit to do. I'm this place, I'm that place, like, you know, I don't always have time to sit down and watch a Cobra Kai.
I mean, you watched the pilot episode though, didn't you?
Nope. I saw the trailer.
Throw a rock in your face, bro. put your hand by your ankle, grab a rock, and just launch. There you go. Do it to yourself. That's what you're doing right now. Terrible. Any other dumb shit?
They want to do an Alf reboot.
What? Cat eating Alf?
Yeah, cat eating Alf.
It's too many sexual innuendos. Like, nah, he won't be able to get away with so much. He's an alien that loves to eat pussy.
Was that a thing?
Yeah, of course it was.
No, but was it filled with innuendo? I don't remember Alf.
Most 80s shows, like, the innuendo in those are, like, very, very much on the level, like,
yeah,
too close to the surface.
Yeah, but how much can you talk about him eating pussy?
All the time. Like, I think there's a couple jokes, like, it says, yeah, she's got a real sweet pussy and all that stuff that got under the radar, and then, obviously, when you watched it in reruns, it got cut out and all that madness.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That sounds crazy.
A lot of the stuff that they used to be able to get away with in the 80s was crazy.
Yeah.
Because instead of, you know, overtly swearing and, you know, doing all these weird stuff, they'll come out of different ways of saying something. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a mad one. So, Alf Reboot, what is that, a TV show? Or...
Yeah, TV.
Yeah, I reckon Netflix will probably eat you up, definitely.
Nah, keep that off Netflix.
Harry and Henderson's as well.
Let's put that shit on TV.
Harry and Henderson's. That should be next. Or even Short Circuit. Give me a Short Circuit TV series.
What, with a real Indian this time?
Real Indian. And a real robot.
Yeah, they could. They could actually do that.
Mm.
They could actually do
just
that.
Just reboot Short Circuit. Make him a palm pilot or something like that.
It'd probably be cheaper not to, though.
What?
Not to make him a real robot. Like, he could be a puppet robot.
And CGI?
No, like a puppet robot.
It'd probably be cheaper for them to actually make a robot.
Nah.
Give it an Indian accent.
The robot didn't have an Indian accent.
Yeah, Johnny Five is alive! It's definitely not American.
It's... No comment.
This is your no comment for this episode.
Yeah, why not?
Fine.
Why not?
Fine.
Speaking of DC films.
Yeah.
So we've got another actor cast for the Joaquin Phoenix Joker film. That at this point I'm not watching. Like, I'm out.
Okay. Just
I'm out.
Just say what you have to say.
Mark Maron is gonna be in the, while he's in talks, he's probably gonna be in the Joker film.
Mark Maron.
Yeah, he's in. Have you seen Glow?
Yeah. He's
the dude.
The dude in Glow.
Yeah.
And who's he gonna be?
In Joker, rumor is that he's gonna be like a booking agent. So, I think the other week when we were talking about it, we were speculating on like if Robert De Niro was gonna be his dad, since he was gonna have his mum in it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Robert De Niro is gonna play like a talk show host type guy. So like a Letterman or a Leno, that kind of thing.
And that's slightly more reassuring.
You're going to have a comedian come in on the show, and Mark Maron's going to be like the booking agent for that show. Yeah, I have zero interest in this film.
I mean, like, that angle, now that I know that his dad and is probably going to have his...
No, but his mom's still going to be in it, so it's going to be like between his mom fucking him up somehow, Mark Maron not booking him on the show, or not booking him on the show, and then eventually booking him on the show, and then he bombs on the show, and Tessa Thompson breaking his heart, like, those are going to be the things that turn him into the Joker. Fuck that noise, bruv. Fuck all that noise.
I don't think it's going to happen.
That's what it sounds like. These are the characters that we're being proposed with. Like, these are the characters that they're telling...
I have a little bit more faith now.
What else is going to turn him into the Joker?
It's the robbery, isn't it? That's what turns him into the Joker, and, like, you know, killing Joker and all that. It's the robbery. It's him becoming a Red Hood. Getting caught. Pulling into the chemicals.
Maybe that stuff might happen.
It definitely has to happen.
I have a feeling it's not going to happen. But even if that is the case, it's still going to be a combination of those other things that puts him on that path. Otherwise, what's the point having him? Why else would you have Joker's mum in it? Why else would you have a love interest that's going to break his heart?
Well, there's another... Why else would you have... Like, there's already a comic out that basically goes over these, like, bits where he's playing sane, as it were. There's a couple, like, comics out that basically have, like, Joker going through all these motions and becoming celebrities and all that shit.
That's the difference. If you have it in the comic, then it's like, this is something that could have happened, or this is canon, and or this is not canon, or this is Elseworlds, or whatever. But when you put it in a film, it's like, you're just going to waste 2 hours of my time. Like, fuck your noise.
It's the same shit. It's the same shit, though.
It's not the same shit.
It is. Some people take longer to read than others.
Nah.
And you can always watch it in fast forward.
Not if you go to the cinema.
Yeah, you can. Just take a lot of acid.
Nah, don't take acid.
Okay, fine. I could take Rennie's and acid. That's about it.
Don't let that shit you want.
Damn, son. Man, straight on the heart, Ben.
I'm gonna fuck that film, man. I'm gonna fuck that film. Like, it's... When did they say that's coming out? Next October, so we've got, like, just over a year till that film comes out. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
I mean, what Marvel films are going to be up against? That's the question.
Well, by October, nothing. But, like...
So, Captain Marvel, then Avengers 4, then Homecoming. So, it's the second one, yeah. Second one, Far From Home. Perhaps another Spider-Verse film, maybe. Depends how well this one does, doesn't it?
So. Well, no, that's not going to be out by next year. Even if this one does well.
Yeah.
It'll be the year after at least.
Because I can imagine that they would want to knock out all of the Spider stuff out the park before they start the Valiant push.
Nah, run that shit at the same time.
Really?
They should. Why wait?
Yeah.
Like, why wait? Especially when you're trying to stretch this fucking Spider-Man solo villain bullshit to...
I think they are working with tandem with MCU now.
No.
I don't think there's any separation.
No. Well, we'll see. Like, when Venom comes out, we'll see.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if Peter's mentioned specifically the Tom Holland version, then we all know. But I don't think so.
Oh my god, I just saw She-Ra.
What, you just watched the whole thing?
Nah, I just seen like the clip of the new She-Ra. It's worse than the Thundercats.
That's not it.
No, this is the old one.
It's not worse than Thundercats.
It is.
No.
She looks like a fit. There we go.
Nah.
That's Adora. And that's She-Ra.
Yeah, that looks better than Thundercats Roar.
Nah, bruv. She looks like an elflin.
At least she don't look like a fucking squashed person.
I suppose.
Anyway, speaking of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Sony want to push forward with a Kraven the Hunter solo movie.
That makes sense.
No, it don't make no fucking sense.
Yeah, you can hunt.
What? What's he gonna hunt? What is stuff. He gonna hunt?
Stuff.
What's he gonna hunt?
Hunt stuff. Now, isn't there the one that, where he's hunting down Wolverine?
Yeah, but he won't be, will he?
Yeah, he will.
No, he won't. That's Sony.
They should just
Sony.
I reckon they should just have him chase Hugh Jackman throughout the whole film. That'd be hilarious.
It might be hilarious, but it won't make a good film.
Yeah, it will.
No, it won't.
It's like, hell, fucking hell. Wolverine's let himself go a bit.
No. It'd be like he's chasing Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. But that'll be fun.
No, it won't.
It will.
No, it won't.
Chasing Hugh Jackman should be a film.
No. Maybe, but like, not this fucking Kraven bollocks.
Nah, I mean, like, with Kraven, it all depends. If they do it at the same time that they're doing the X-Men reboots and all that stuff, it can work because you'll be hunting down some of the mutants, maybe.
No, it's Sony.
No.
Kraven is a Sony movie.
I know it's a Sony movie, but I'm assuming that the MCU is going to become consolidated.
Why do you keep... Yeah, but you can't just be assuming shit that's clearly not happening.
I reckon it is.
Nah. No way.
That's the only money. That's the only money, bruv.
Huh?
That's the only way money...
What, in working together?
Yeah.
Nah. Why would they think that? Why would they... If that was the case, they would have been like, Marvel, make all our movies.
They are.
They're not. Because they're not making Venom. Do you think Venom would look like that if Marvel made it?
Maybe.
Hell fucking no.
Maybe it is.
Hell the fuck no.
Maybe it is.
You know it's not.
Maybe.
You know it's not.
Yeah, it depends. It depends. It's multi-layered, isn't it? So,
no, it's real fucking simple. Don't make a fucking Kraven movie.
I don't know. I mean, Kraven... I would like to know more about
him. Kraven origins. You don't need to know. He's a fucking relic of the past. Like, he wants to hunt stuff for no reason. Man should be in jail.
Yeah.
I suppose that's the point. But, like, he should not be in the fucking solo movie. Like, why are we having solo movies of villains? Like,
some of them are good. Some of them make
fucking sense.
Sometimes it's good.
These are not villains you can root for. Like, what is his path? Like, where does it end? Like, does it end with him in prison? Does it end with him? He's like, I'm Kraven now. Like, I'm gonna go hunt bigger stuff than animals. There's nothing because there's no Spider-Man.
He's gonna go hunt Venom. Nah, don't think he'll hunt Venom. He'll probably hunt Carnage.
There's no Carnage.
Oh, has that been confirmed now?
Well, he's not in trailer, and they probably don't want to spunk Carnage in the first film.
They're gonna
in
have
case
to.
It's good, but I'm betting it won't be.
It's terrible. Now Woody Harrelson's been cast on it, so he's meant to be clean.
I don't think it was confirmed.
Well,
and even if it was confirmed, I don't think he's in this film. Like, he's not been. Yeah. They've not said he's in this film.
Oh, be good.
And apparently, the dude that's in this film is Riot. Riot is the other symbiote that he's fighting.
Which one?
Riot.
I'm not really keen on Riot.
I'm not really keen on any of these other weak ass symbiotes. Like, Venom, Carnage, done. Fuck Toxin. Fuck Riot. Fuck, like, Scream or whatever their other.
Screech
or whatever their other fucking multicolored motherfuckers they're called and their names and whatever. Like, just fuck it. Like, once you've gone past Carnage, like, you're diluting the whole concept. Like, it's just unnecessary.
Yeah, but I think what they're trying to do is that they're trying to build towards Carnage.
Don't bother. Like, the sheer arrogance of these motherfuckers, you want to build towards Carnage. Like, your fucking shit is going to fail.
It's not
going to be multiple Venom movies.
There will be.
No, there will not. There
compared
will
not be to multiple... Aquaman. Aquaman or Venom. I said before, Venom I'm championing more than Aquaman. So
Aquaman is going to be a better film than Venom.
Maybe the first one, but there will only be one.
Fair enough. Even if they only get one good one out of Aquaman, at least it's only one. At least it's one good one. Like I'm very doubtful we'll even get that with the Venom film.
Bruv, there's going to be Suicide Squad 2. Let that shit sink in.
No, they say there's going to be a Suicide Squad 2.
And it's going to be two convinced. Joker movies.
I'm not convinced.
Two Joker movies.
There's
going movies.
To be one Joker movie.
Two.
One.
Two.
One. I'm not two. Convinced. It's going to get to, like, next year sometime, maybe after or before the Phoenix Joker movie comes out. And they're going to be like, oh, we couldn't make the schedule work, or we couldn't make the script work, or, you know, Jared's gone on to other things. It's going to be one of those like mutual walking away shits. They know they're not making
that film. They will.
They're just trying to figure out a way everyone can walk away and save face. You know it to be true.
I don't. I mean, Aquaman. I mean, all of the fucking DC is fucked, right? This is the only area of Marvel that's fucked, which is obviously the Spider-Verse. Currently. Until the MCU or Marvel Studios gets it all back, right? But even their worst problem is better than the whole of DC right now, which makes no fucking sense, considering they pretty much brought to the public, to the world, the concept of a superhero film in the form of Superman and in the form of Batman. They're those two films, right? This was their legacy. They even made Blade. Remember Blade? They made Blade, right? Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
They originated the shit. And then you watch something like Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, these people should never touch this format ever again.
No, look. It's not like...
Or Snyder, really.
Exactly. It's not like Bad they're Snyder. Incapable of making a good film. It's just a case of they've consistently made... Well, I mean, they've made one bad decision consistently, and that was to allow Snyder to have such a stranglehold over the direction and the aesthetics of their movies.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's like one...
There are no reasons to doubt it after Watchmen. Sony makes continual mistakes,
and they're all different and similar in spectacular ways.
I don't know.
Like, this Venom film looks like it's about 10 years old. This film has time travelled from, like, the early 2000s to now.
I doubt it, sir. I doubt it. I very much doubt it. There was a mobile phone in there. But yeah, I mean, I hear that, but it's like, I don't know. I do feel some films from that era were better than most films that are out now. So
I mean, no, yes, I mean, definitely. But in terms of specifically superhero films, then not so much.
Yeah, not so much.
Definitely not. I mean, this. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's a few things about the new Venom trailer that I kind of liked, but there's definitely some things that are just wrong. And like, if I was anywhere, you know, near the production of that film, I'd be like, no, stop now. Mm. Like, put the brakes on this motherfucker. Like, we need to have a conversation, because that voice Tom Hardy's using for Eddie Brock is just not the one. Like, Tom, look, I respect you and everything, but don't use that voice. It doesn't suit, like, you, as the way you look. It doesn't fit, and it doesn't suit the character. Like, it's a very, like, weaselly, you know, on the spectrum type voice. And it doesn't make any sense. Like, you're supposed to be a reporter. You can't be like, oh, I found something bad.
No, I mean, that's just Tom Hardy, isn't it? All right.
No, it's not just Tom Hardy, though, because it's like, yes, he chose to use that voice, but the director allowed him to continue to use that voice.
Maybe he likes Bane. Maybe he liked the Bane voice.
No one likes the Bane voice.
Yeah, they do.
Only to make fun of. Like, people like to mock the Bane. No one seriously likes the Bane voice.
Do you reckon that Tom Hardy knows?
That what? That people don't like the Bane voice? He must! Unless he's been living under the rock since he made fucking Dark Knight Rises. Like, he must know.
I can't remember the quote that he says.
What? Which one? You like to play in the shadows? I was born in the shadows.
Did he make a joke about breaking a back or something like that?
Probably. And like, oh.
Maybe I should give you a break. I can't remember that voice. I mean, like, the worst thing about the Bane voice is that I can picture it, but I can't hear it because it's so ridiculous.
No, but you know why? Because it's been parodied so many times. Mm. It's like you just hear like a supercut of all those voices. Mm.
Gotham must die, or something.
Something like that.
Something. It's something like that. It's weird. Ah, fuck.
One of the citizens has a bar.
Jesus.
Fuck that. No, fuck that voice especially. Fuck the Eddie Brock voice as well. The only thing, like, the Venom voice does sound kind of hard.
Hmm.
I'm not on board with everything that he says.
Oh, the turd in the wind.
Makes no sense.
It does. It does, bruv.
It doesn't. One, it's not a real phrase that anybody said ever in their life. And two, like, just the physics of it just don't add up.
Yeah, because he's a symbiote. He doesn't understand how the physics work.
He's a symbiote that's melded with a person that does know how. Should know how.
But obviously he doesn't. I mean, Eddie Brock has never really been, like, I mean, only up until his, like, later years, he's never really been, like, a sophisticated hero.
You don't need to be a sophisticated anything to know that turds don't blow in the wind. Like, if turds blew in the wind, like, people will have a problem. Like, imagine
bird shit's
not a turd, though. Like, a turd is a very specific thing. If you're walking down the street and turds were just blown all over the place, like, you'd never leave your house.
Shit's always flying.
It'd be like, the news, 10 o'clock news today, tomorrow there's a strong turd warning, so please stay in your homes unless you want to smell like feces.
I reckon that should be the thing, though. What? I mean, I would like to see turds in the wind now.
I wouldn't, because I need to, like, walk about. I need to be outside.
No, but I mean, like, keep everybody from their phones. Like, if you knew that those floating turds, you'd be like this. You'd be looking around, bruv. You know what I mean? You'd be alert. You can't be checking on Twitter. Bring your floating turds out of the street, son.
I don't know.
Damn. All right. Speaking of other shit, what's the other dumb shit?
Speaking of DC movies.
Oh, God.
There he is. What happened?
Continue.
What happened between the last time I said it and this time?
It's a repetitation. It's just, it's like the 10th time you said, speaking of DC movies, and I don't know what to expect, so I'm like, I'm breaking down. But it's all good. It's all good.
Okay, so basically, Matt Reeves has been talking about the Batman. He's the Batman.
Matt Reeves.
A little bit.
What's he done?
8 movies.
Mm.
Planet of Rise of the whatever.
Blah, apes.
Blah, blah. Yeah.
Oh, he did the apes.
All them AP motherfuckers. Yep.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, he's been talking a little bit. He hasn't really said much.
But
basically, he's writing a script right now. That's what he's thinking about. That's what he's on. He wants to finish it soon, hand it in, blah, blah, blah. He said it's going to be a noir-driven story. So hopefully we get a lot of Detective Batman and not Bullshit Batman and Killy Batman. Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, he's not really confirmed or denied anything else. Technically, Affleck's not officially off board, but he's probably not going to do it. But see, this is the thing. This is the thing. What I'm saying about Leto as well. It's like that film's not happening, and they're not saying it's not happening. Just like Batman's Affleck's not coming back, and they're not saying that he's not coming back.
Well, the Dark Universe is a nice segue. I think that whole thing is nice. If they want to go back to any of these,
yeah, fine, combinations. fair. But that doesn't mean that, you know, like them. That doesn't mean they're gonna have two Joker movies. Like,
not at the same time.
They're not gonna have two Joker movies and two Batman movies. It's just gonna be whatever's in the Dark Universe is not gonna be in, you know, whatever.
I reckon it's gonna be a year on, year off, year on, year off. I mean, if they're smart about their thing.
Maybe.
If they're doing both universes, or one half of the year will be for one and the other half will be for the other.
Maybe, but they still need to do vastly different stuff, otherwise.
I mean, it's still got Wonder Woman coming out, so I'm like.
People are going to get confused.
The Wonder Woman's like, eh. You know what I mean? You got Wonder Woman, you got Aquaman, Shazam, Wonder Woman that are in production.
And Flash.
Apparently. So that universe can now be taken care of by, say, Wilden or whoever's taking over now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Josh...
Oh, what, Birds of Prey?
See, that film I don't see happening.
It's in production. Well, it's meant to be... I can't remember what I heard about it last, but that's in production. That's the one that's supposed to be going through.
Oh, good. So what is it, Birds of Prey? Is that like Hawk Girl? Freaking...
No, it's... Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, doesn't have anything to do with Birds.
I think... No, it doesn't. But, you know, it's Harley Quinn. And it's Margot Robbie. And they like those two things.
Just get Margot Robbie.
Yeah, well, they are getting her.
That's what I'm saying, but just call her something else.
Nah, but she's already Harley Quinn.
She's not.
She is.
She hasn't earned it, bro.
Whether she's earned it or not, she can't just suddenly be a different character.
Why not? You give me a real reason.
People be confused.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, was Suicide Squad straightforward and, you know, down the middle?
Yes.
Did it make sense?
No, there's a difference between a film...
Did it make sense?
There is a difference between a film being confusing and a casting being confusing.
Ah, bruv. They just need to fix it. They need to fix it now.
They're trying to fix it.
Never.
They're trying to fix it now.
Never. I mean, there's a lot of damage done by Snyder.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's only that bad if you look at the films they've already made. If you look at the films they're going to make, it's not that bad.
I suppose. No, just to completely ignore what they've done before.
Basically, I mean, not completely, just like, you know, kind of sidestep it.
Anyway, what's the other dumb shit?
Speaking of Ben Affleck,
mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck is going to direct
Paycheck 2.
Matt Damon, no. He's going to direct Matt Damon in the McDonald's Monopoly scam movie. So, you know how every year McDonald's come out with a Monopoly game?
Yeah.
And so you've got to collect the bits and win prizes.
Yeah.
So I was going to say 1 year, but I think it was over a few years.
Oh shit.
A guy that worked on security, like he must have worked on security somewhere in the production of the game pieces.
Oh shit.
So basically he was stealing and winning the prizes for him and his friends.
Nice.
That
was fun.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to rob from someone, you might as well rob from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, McDonald's was basically stolen anyway.
Yeah, no.
It was.
It wasn't.
I saw the founder. He stole that. He stole that company.
He never.
He stole that company.
He didn't, bro.
Yes, he did.
He bought it fair and square.
He stole it unfairly and unsquarely.
Fuck those original McDonald's. No, you gotta make the burger in a slow way.
No, they
we don't want any milkshakes. No. We don't want any,
No, he didn't want milkshakes. He wanted the cheap, shitty milkshakes.
Of course.
They wanted the good milkshakes.
Exactly.
And they were right because they brought the good milkshakes back.
Yeah, but they made so much more money during the fake milkshake times.
Nah. Oh, cause, yeah. No, because people were like, fuck these milkshakes. Mm-hmm. Now, like, the milkshakes is basically a signature of McDonald's. When I go to McDonald's and they're like, oh, no milkshakes, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, just why KFC, are you even no here? Chicken. Why are you even here? Exactly. Is that
KFC, kind of, no chicken.
Is that kind of
McDonald's
scenario?
McDonald's, no milkshake.
Is that, kind of scenario? Why do you even bother opening the doors? Like, if you've got no
kebab fucking shop, milkshakes. No chips.
Yeah. Like, bruv, don't make me jump over this can and slap the taste out.
Oi! Da 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 da!
Exactly.
Terrible.
Not loving it one bit.
Yeah, you got to be more forgiving than that.
Man. No. No, 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 no.
This is not to do with the people in the shops, to do with the suppliers. I mean, remember KFC had that big ass shortage like the other, what, a couple months ago?
Yeah, that was stupidity. Yeah, on someone's part.
One supplier.
But
no other suppliers.
Like, if your milkshake machine is broken, like, it should be a priority to get that motherfucker fixed.
It is. In most shops.
It's not, because you go in there and there's no milkshake. It's like...
But now it's like they've got 24-hour shops, so it's like yeah, they exactly. never close.
And you've got a 24-hour call-out for motherfuckers to come fix your milkshake machine.
And of course, but there's like 400 or 600 in London alone. Like.
Yeah, but they're all broken at the same time. Give me that bullshit.
They ain't working at the same time either.
Exactly. Which is a travesty.
It's terrible.
Travesty.
Terrible.
Anyway, yeah. Ben Affleck's making that movie. It should be quite interesting.
It'll be bad.
Nah, what do you mean? He's not directed a bad movie.
Jiggly.
He didn't direct that.
Didn't he?
No. Not even.
Okay, fine.
Exactly. No. Rebecca Ferguson's going to be in Men in Black. With, what's his name?
Chris. Rebecca Ferguson.
Rebecca Ferguson.
As in the X Factor winner.
No, as in... I don't even know who you're talking about.
Oh,
I just know it's the wrong
God.
Person.
Oh, God, that would be hilarious. Carry on.
No, it wouldn't. Never
no, she was like she was the most boringest X Factor person.
All boring.
No, but she
they're
was
all boring.
Exceptionally boring.
No. They're all fucking boring. Either they're boring or just really bad. Like, hilariously bad.
Big buzzer right in front of you. So Rebecca Ferguson, what films has she been in?
She was in Rogue Nation and Fallout.
Okay.
And some other shit.
Okay.
So she's good in those films.
Okay, fine. I'll take your word for it.
This Men in Black film seems to have a lot of people in it.
Well, yeah. I saw a couple of the training sessions because obviously it's in London, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, apparently they're filming in London, yeah.
Yeah, so... Very interesting. Definitely. What else?
Speaking of DC films.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fox wanna have another run at 24.
What, the TV show?
Yeah, they want to do a prequel series.
Well, it's a good IP, I guess.
Is it? Yeah, but how many times are they going to try and bring the shit back? Like, they tried to bring it back with a Legacy.
Yeah,
and even though it was pretty good, yeah, but it didn't get the numbers, so it got cancelled.
Well, that's just Fox's impatience. But in saying that, Disney are going to be running it, so...
They might not.
Oh, so they're just buying movies, not buying TV.
No, I just mean, like, you know, maybe it won't go through.
I mean, if Disney get hold of 24, it'd be a lot better.
Disney don't give a fuck about 24. No one gives a fuck about 24. The best days of 24 are gone. They're not coming back.
Well, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack kicking people in the nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, like, past that, I mean...
Did you ever see that Simpsons episode of 24?
No.
That shit is hilarious. Hilarious. I didn't watch any of 24 before then, and I still haven't, but apparently they got everything from 24 in that Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
Everything. So the constant kicking in the nuts. And, yeah, constant kicking in the nuts. That's all I've got from Jack Bauer. Just constantly kicks people in the nuts. And escapes. Kicks people in the nuts.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Speaking of Fox movies. Yeah, so who would you... Who would you start off your X-Men lineup?
Oh, my X-Men lineup.
Since, you know, Fox needed some help. You did the DC fixer. Might as well do a little. Yeah, you look like you got something prepared.
I do. I've got a couple of documents.
How could this be?
Just had a couple of spare ideas lying around. All right, so blank page, carte blanche, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. All right, so my team will consist of Professor X, Morph, Wolverine, Gambit, Rogue, Jean Grey, Cyclops, Beast, Nightcrawler, and it will also have Magneto in there as well.
He's going to be on the team.
He's going to be on the team.
With Professor X.
With Professor X. And you get to see them break it off, as it were, in the Savage Land, right? So they both travel, like, they're basically on the pilgrimage to the Savage Lands because they heard about, well, he's done the Cerebro thing and he's found out, you know. So in my version of the X-Men, they're both...
Why would only those two go?
Well, remember, it's like, that's how it happened in the animated series. But the main reason why both of those two are going is because Magneto, he's looking for somebody.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but he's looking for somebody. And Professor X says that there's problems in the Savage Lands because there's mutants there, but they're not able to use their powers.
Okay.
So either, either.
So, not either, either. One, okay.
Let me finish. So anyway, that, well, you don't even know they're going to the Savage Land at that particular point. All you know is that Professor X and Magneto have gone off somewhere in the Quinjet or something like that, or the Black Hawk.
Blackbird. Take your card, bruv. Rip that shit up.
So yeah, they're in the Blackbird. They're visiting the Savage Lands, but none of the X-Men know where they are. So everybody's looking for Professor X, right? Morph has been kidnapped. Nobody knows where Morph has gone.
Wow, okay.
Morph is a guy that can change his shape and size and face.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, it's pretty much... Pretty much Mystique, right?
But better, yeah.
He's a little bit better, yeah. Because he can morph back to a normal human. So... You got that?
Technically, she can.
Yeah, but she doesn't. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird.
Because she's mutant and proud.
Yeah, I mean, she's not.
Fuck those.
Anyway, so Morph is kidnapped. Wolverine's looking for him, and he's also remembering
on his own.
Okay. He's also sort of like remembering bits about Professor X. Meanwhile, Gambit has just left the Thieves Guild, and he's like a new recruit to the X-Men. So, Rogue has just drained Captain Marvel, or she's come into contact with Captain Marvel.
You can't have Captain Marvel.
Yeah, you can.
No.
You can.
It's Fox. Fox don't own Captain Marvel.
It's the MCU now, bad boy. So
it's not. The deal's not gone through.
I'm assuming it's going through. I can do whatever the fuck I need.
We did not stipulate that the deal had gone through.
You did not stipulate that the deal hadn't gone through. So anyway... So she's drained Captain Marvel's powers. Jean Grey is harboring feelings for Wolverine. Cyclops is a leader with mutiny issues, which is normal Cyclops anyway. I'm not gonna make him sad Cyclops because that's just annoying. And then Beast, he wants to be normal, and Nightcrawler wants acceptance, and Stryker is reorganizing a new wave of Weapon X. So Stryker is the big bad in this one. But Beast, he comes into a contact with two doctors, one called Essex and another called Trask. And he wants to be cured. Both of them have the ability of helping him. None of them do. And they both use his DNA as the, how can I put it, the conduit for their own schemes. So Essex, aka Mr. Sinister, uses it to conjure up somebody who is of a superior mutant form. And then Trask highlights the mutant gene and uses it to track down mutants with the Sentinels. Okay. And then, and obviously, this is just the first one, so that's my team.
Okay.
Yeah. Stryker. Stryker's on S.H.I.E.L.D. He's working with S.H.I.E.L.D.
So why would S.H.I.E.L.D. work with Stryker?
Because it's a good age job.
What? Why would S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Nah, because S.H.I.E.L.D. at that time... So basically, the way I would position it, I'll position it during the time where S.H.I.E.L.D. and... S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been basically taken over by Hydra.
Okay.
And they're commissioning sort of Weapon X on the sly. And then at the end, it's sort of like revealed that Hydra is... So basically, the X-Men film kind of goes towards the end or the beginnings of... Age of Ultron, so that's where you'll position that film, and it'll happen at the same time.
Okay.
So if you imagine the X-Men film, the first X-Men film will be around by that time. And yeah, that's my one.
So is this film set in the past, or have we time traveled and it's been released at the same time as Ultron?
No, it's set in the past now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not doing Days of Future Past or anything like that now. It's just not.
Also,
mm-hmm.
Why would Professor X and Magneto go off and not tell anybody?
Well, all of these reasons will be explained in the after scene credit thing, so I don't have to explain myself a shit. But they're not part of the film. Part of the film, my film, is that X-Men... is about the family of the X-Men and the way that they interact with each other.
Well, they all split up.
Exactly. And that's how X-Men is usually
That's not how family works.
Yeah, it is. Go off, you do your own thing, and then eventually, when a big crisis happens, you bond together and you fuck people up.
Okay. So...
I mean, it's dysfunctional, to say the least.
I also have an X-Team.
Okay, what's your X-Team?
I tried to, avoid a lot of stuff that's been done already.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because a lot of those films are garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And so on my team,
mm-hmm.
you have Cyclops,
mm-hmm.
Emma Frost.
Carry on.
What? You got Jean Grey. Like, I rolled my eyes so hard, I'm surprised you couldn't hear it on the fucking podcast.
You know what?
Because you know what? Fuck a Jean Grey. She's done one decent thing in her whole life.
When the Phoenix
thing. Yeah, and that's it. Other than that, she's boring as shit.
Yeah, she is. But you have to have her in the film.
You don't have to have
her. Well, in my universe, because that's what I'm aiming for.
She's anyway. Not in my film.
She's not in my film.
She's not on my fucking team. Like, she's already gone.
So now you have
Bitch gone.
So you've got Sad Cyclops then.
He ain't sad. He's getting Emma Frost pussy.
He's not getting frosty pussy, bro.
He's getting the frostiest pussy.
He's not, bro.
And it's so great.
It's not.
It's so
great. Silver Surfer's gonna slide up in there anyway. Scare him.
Nah.
That's happens in the comics, bro.
Silver Surfer's built like an action man. He's not got the equipment.
Oh, he does, bro. He has the power cosmic, bro.
Nah. That's cheating.
It's not real. Power cosmic.
That's cheating.
Whatever, he's blind anyway. He ain't gonna know.
Who's blind?
Cyclops.
Cyclops not blind.
He is.
He can see.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Anyway, okay. Cyclops. Mm-hmm. Cyclops is the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's... Cyclops gets a lot of stick for being boring.
Boy Scout, yep.
But it's just because he's got the weight. He's always had the weight of being the leader of the X-Men since he was, like, 15 or some shit, so...
You know. Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really? One, he's got the weight of being the leader on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. And two, he's got the weight of, if he opens his eyes, he's going to blow a hole in the motherfucker.
Yeah. But...
That shit weighs on the mind.
It doesn't. Just weighs on the visor.
It makes you very careful and measured.
He should be, but he never is. He's the worst husband in the world.
Only because he had the worst wife in the world.
No. Jean Grey was amazing.
She was never amazing.
So was Jean Grey's clone.
What, clone? No, she wasn't.
Actually, Jean Grey's clone was amazing. Ah,
she wasn't even amazing either.
She was.
None of them was. These unremarkable, apart from
the one that's Cable's mom.
Apart from turning into the Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
and even that gets boring.
Mm.
Jean Grey is fucking boring. Like, there's nothing to her.
Mm.
She's like, oh, my parents, blah, blah, blah. Mm. No. Mm. Anyway, Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Frost.
Mm-hmm.
Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Cyclops, Emma Frost, Gambit, Rogue, Blink.
Blink.
That's my team.
Mm. I was thinking of putting Dust on the team as well. But
Dust.
Yeah.
Fucking Dust.
Oh, because I like
her. Wasn't Dust someone in disguise? I swear Dust was someone in disguise.
No, Dust was on Asteroid M. As soon as she's introduced.
I'm still sure she was someone in disguise.
Probably.
Probably
Mystique.
Anyway, that's my team. I guess, you know, Professor X is around somewhere.
Yeah, that's another reason why I didn't put Professor X in, like, the foreground, because I'm thinking, I just don't give a fuck, really. He wasn't my favourite character in X-Men.
He can be around, he just don't need to be going on missions and shit.
Yeah, he's not the guy.
Yeah, that's my team, so I've got the Powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I forgot a character on my team.
Yeah.
Multiple Man. Why are you rolling your eyes for?
Oh, sorry, I need to roll him multiple times.
Multiple Man is fucking awesome.
No.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He just has the ability to double himself up.
Yeah, but he retains the memories and any experience that those multiples have. So he's gone off, trained and learned Kung Fu, and come back, he's got that powers. Or well, not that power, but he's got the ability, he knows Kung Fu. He goes off, he joined like the CIA or whatever. Now he knows all like CIA secrets. Multiple Man's bad. Like, there's no. He should be on every team. He should be on every team. He's not. Wolverine's on every team, and he's only one person. It makes no damn sense.
That's because he is a powerhouse.
Nah, he's just, you know, Wolverine. It's like whatever.
I mean, now they kind of normalized him. Like, he's mortal-ish.
Ish, except he died and now he's not dead again.
Yes. Yeah, but you can't kill Wolverine. Like, it's too much of an important character.
Yeah, so you got your powerhouse, you got your leader, mm-hmm. you got your telepath,
mm-hmm.
you got your teleporter, you got your badass thief,
mm-hmm.
you got your.
You're describing my multiple team. Multiple
man. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Who's your badass thief?
My badass thief is Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Man's gonna shout at me about the shittest character. Oh god, you're crazy. Crazy guy.
Okay, you got fucking.
I've got Morph and I've got freaking Nightcrawler. What, Rogue? You ain't got Rogue?
I have got Rogue.
Oh,
I said Rogue.
Which Rogue have you got?
I've got Classic Rogue.
As in the one that's.
Classic.
The one that I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best version of Rogue.
Mm, definitely.
But yeah, like, boom. That's my team.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, teleporter, telepath, badass thief, powerhouse.
Wait, you didn't say teleporter.
Yes, I did. Blink.
Oh, yeah. I've got Nightcrawler, innit?
Yeah, no one cares about Nightcrawler. Yeah, they do. News. Nightcrawler's old news. It's and plus, right. When you teleport with him, you get that stink. Like, no one wants to travel with that. Everyone comes out of the teleporting, whatever, portal, feeling all queasy and shit. Nah, fuck that noise.
I don't know what Blink's is. Blink must go through some form of dimension, so...
Yeah, she has those crystal things she throws.
Oh, yeah. Can remember that.
Exactly. No smell, no hell.
Do you see that episode where they elongate the time that he teleports for?
It's like he travels through that demon dimension.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that. No one wants to be traveling through a demon dimension feeling like you got all creepy crawlies on your body.
But somehow they do for some reason. So.
No, because they got no choice. If Blink and Nightcrawler was on the same team, and then Blink's like, yo, you know, anyone wants to ride? And they'll be like, yeah. And Nightcrawler's like, yo, anyone wants to ride? Nah, fam, I got a lift. I'm cool. So, I'm cool. You don't need to ride with you today.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's my team. They'll be going up against the Friends of Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And Arcade.
I like Arcade. Arcade, I don't really feel a way for.
Arcade is... He's not my favourite villain, but he serves a good purpose, and he's like having them go up against Arcade mm-hmm. is a good opportunity for the team to show off their abilities.
I suppose
it's a good opportunity for them to show off their abilities as singles and also as a team.
Okay.
So yeah, for that purpose, that's why that Arcade will be my first film. And you're not wasting like an amazing villain in the first round. And they've already wasted Apocalypse. They've already wasted Apocalypse. The only like a other one I would have thought of was like Sinister, Mr. Sinister.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the kind of character that you want in the background for at least a film.
See, this is the reason why. This is the reason why I done it that way in Mao. So I've got Trask and I've got Mr. Sinister. Both got different agendas. Both need the mutagenic gene, and both of them exploit Beast.
Yeah, but they've done the mutant cure already.
Nah, see.
Yes, they've done
not
it.
Not like this. Not done like it this. Before. Not like this though. Because the idea is that you've then got a dynamic where you've got Essex versus Trask.
Yeah.
In regards to their rivalry. And then also with their motives as well.
Mm.
So, you know, you've got that underlining and everything else of that. But the only reason why I would say, I don't know, because I didn't want Magneto or Professor X taking up any too much of the forefront. Because the idea is that, well, one of the ideas that I sort of like had in my background is they find Legion in the Savage Land.
Okay.
And then
you hate Legion.
No. I like Legion, just hate the fucking series. And then when Professor X is trying to sort of like help him
I
out,
hate Legion.
When he's trying to help his son, as it were, he takes in Magneto and then bish bash bosh.
No. It's too early for Onslaught.
It's never too early for Onslaught.
Oh,
so yeah. Bad. So the idea is that they're both trapped in this mind.
Too much stuff going on.
Nah, I mean, like, if you're an X-Men fan, you already know what's coming. So
yeah, you do. But like, if you're not an X-Men fan, if you've been growing up on the shitty Singer films, there's too much going on in that film for you.
And then I want those people to have their minds blown. So fuck it. Plus, it's all going to be very generally paced. So like, the idea is that the X-Men film.
That's 4 hours long.
No, not this one. the idea is that the X-Men film, I'll treat it more like an Avengers film. So you have the solo films of all the other characters beforehand, and then it builds up into an X-Men film.
Hard disagree.
No, hard disagree.
I think
certain characters.
History has shown no one wants a Gambit film.
History has shown nobody has made a Gambit film.
No one wants a Gambit film. And the thing is, I love Gambit. He's one of my favorite characters ever. He's always been one of my favorite characters.
They just haven't made a film.
I don't want a Gambit film. I don't need a Gambit film. I don't want a Gambit film.
Gambit film based in the Thief's Guild.
No, that was the worst part of the cartoon. I hated that stuff. That was the worst part.
I know. You can make it cooler, though. You can make it so much cooler.
With this stupid bitch-ass Belladonna. Go fuck off. You're divorced. You were never even really married. Go away.
Bless. And then you've got...
That's what I say to my wife every night.
You can't say that. never really married. bad. What's the other one? Where he takes over the... No, it's Storm, isn't it?
What?
Storm takes over the other lot. You know, them underground sewer mutants.
Oh, the... Shit, where's it gone?
Ooh, Redacted is forgotten.
I know what they're called. They are called... The under...
They're not the under nothing. I know it's not under.
The undergrounders.
Underground. You fucking full of shit, bro.
The sewer guys.
The
Morlocks.
Morlocks, yes.
Still got it.
Oh, that was terrible.
The Morlocks.
I actually figured it out before you. In my head.
Fair enough.
In my head. I was like, yeah. Fair enough. It's kind of like Warlock, but it's more.
Yeah. Luck. I mean, yeah. You had an extra couple of seconds to think about it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of that stuff either.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. I mean, like, the only reason why I would include the Thieves Guild and all that stuff is because nobody knows anything about Gambit.
Who on your team has got a solo movie?
Wolverine, well, basically it'll be Wolverine.
No, we've seen too much Wolverine. No.
You can never see too much
Wolverine. No more Wolverine.
Is it Morph?
No more Wolverine for at least 10 years.
No, more Wolverine.
That's why he's not on my team. We've seen too much. There are more X-Men than Wolverine.
None of them are good.
Like, Fox, stop making fucking Wolverine and Mystique films. They are not the champions we need, nor the champions we want.
I mean, I was going to start off with a Cyclops film.
No one wants to see a Cyclops film.
Yeah, they do.
Nah, they don't.
They don't want to see a sad Cyclops film.
They don't want to see any kind of Cyclops film.
The Wolverine film that I actually had in mind.
The X-Men are about family. You can't split them up and give them so
The Wolverine film that I had in mind was him looking for Morph.
No one cares about Wolverine looking for Sad Sack Morph. No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
And then,
you know how quick he got forgotten in the cartoon series?
I never forgot about him. So where's Morph? Is Morph coming back?
Like, nah,
where's Morph?
Morph was dead.
No, the Morph came back.
No, but we thought he was dead. We thought he died in the first one.
Mm-mm, I never did. I never thought he died.
Nah, he was dead. I mean, everyone assumed he was dead. That's why that cartoon was so great. First episode, Morph is dead. What's his name? Beast was arrested. That was peak, man. That was stressful as a kid.
It was. There's a lot going on. It's a good series. I mean, that.
It's one of the best.
But to be fair, all they were doing is just adapting the comics, so.
That's why it was the best. That's why these films need to, like, sort themselves out.
Hmm.
Stop getting Singer to fucking do shit.
Singer. Which one?
Bryan Singer.
Oh, he's the worst.
Yeah. He is.
Bryan Singer. Terrible stuff.
He's like the...
He's like the Bill Cosby of... of comic book films.
Did you say that about Snyder?
Yeah. No. So Snyder. He's like the tramp, remember? He's the hobo of all directors.
Stop! I mean, I don't even want to say stop giving those guys work, but just stop giving Singer X-Men films.
Yeah, stop giving superhero films.
And stop giving Snyder, like, just give him a break. It's time to go home and have a rest. Terrible.
Mm. Yeah. I've come to a decision.
What that?
It's the end of the show, bruv.
fair enough, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, oh, man. There was a thing as well.
Yeah, you've got to play the other shows after.
Nah, fuck that. There was a thing.
Oh, God. You know how hot it is? I just really want to just go out and, you know, chill.
Oh, Snyder said something.
Which one?
The bad one. Zach.
He's still alive.
Of course he's still alive.
It's horrible.
That is horrible.
What?
No, you saying it's horrible is horrible.
What?
You saying that him still being alive is horrible. That is horrible.
No, I never said that. You misheard me.
Sure.
Definitely.
Sure.
I'm going to cut that bit out. no one will ever know.
Fuck it, end the show.
Man, fuck it. Alright. Bish, bash, bosh, we are done. So hot today. Yeah.